Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from Dallas. I know you just never know where I'm going to be these days, do you? Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm down here doing a film, very interesting film, and just, you know, I part of my meditation is that I attract people who honor and respect me and my work, and this has been such an example of that. Just such a beautiful cast and crew, and just really felt appreciated and taken care of. So it works, guys. It works if you work it. I have a couple of things to talk to you today. I think we have to address the Supreme Court and what happened with the abortion ruling. According to the channel, this is a positive step forward because it's waking people up. And your job is to keep creating and focused on what you want with love, which is choice in every part of the creation of your lives. Remember, when there's no choice, there's no creation. Now, they just now in this moment, they said, well, what does that have to do with guns then? There's some kind of clarity that they want to bring in about the choice to bear arms. Let me listen for the highest words here. So people have a right to the choice to bear arms for their own protection. They do not have the right of choice to bear arms against one another. Well, that's interesting. That's a new piece of information that I never had before. We're getting the highest and most correct and most complete. Yes, we are. Highest understanding, yes, we are. So, and actually, if you listen to the webinar that we did on the Second Amendment, that's pretty much what the Constitution says. Is the Constitution never said everybody has a right to bear arms, to go out in the world and make people do their bidding, or to change other people's choice around what their choice may be. Just remember that the key component here is choice. Where there is no choice, there is no creation. And keep focused on what you want, because this is waking people up. Unfortunately, What is that about us that we don't take action until, well, no pun intended, but this is the words they're giving me, until somebody puts a gun to our head and takes our choice away? So why do we wait? Am I going to a core belief? Well, this is all coming in right now, guys. So this page here, 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 16, 17, 18. Yeah, well, and this is coming in the next subject, too. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So there's some belief that if we truly want to value ourselves, we don't speak up. Doesn't make any sense to me. Although, if you look at your little child, every time you wanted to speak up and say how you really felt, you were told to be quiet and go sit down. So it's our little children again that we have to work with and retrain to know that when I value myself, I always stand up for myself. I say what I want. I come forward for what I need, etc. Okay. The next subject. I don't know about you guys, but it seems like the whole world is getting a lot more difficult. My God, I, you know, took all the family to Disneyland, trying to get everything done through an app. Even Gabrielle, who is totally tech savvy, she even had a hard time negotiating it and navigating everything. Couldn't make dinner reservations. I mean, the happiest place on earth became a struggle. I got to the hotel, and I got in really late the other night, and I wanted to order room service. There's five restaurants in the hotel. It's an Omni hotel, beautiful hotel. No, you can't get room service from anybody. I mean, what the hell? It's not because of COVID. It's just now that they found out how much money they can save by not giving you service, and you're seeing it on the planes. I took a cross-country flight a couple of weeks ago. You could not buy food on the plane. So I went to Anna and I said, look, why is everything so hard? They said, hard isn't the right word. Difficult is the right word. And this is going on in all energy and all dimensions. So basically, everything's energy. Energy is the highest word for God, as we learned in Creation Station. So this is going on throughout all energy, while that energy is trying to integrate and become one energy. And it took me again to core belief 20, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So we're making things difficult because we are trying to save and protect ourselves. So it's like, well, the more hoops you have to go through to get to me, the more secure I am. I'm over it. I am so over it. All this fine-tuning through hoops that everybody's asking us to go through. So we're making things difficult because we believe that we're protected more. So the channel is asking us to come forward and direct the integration of the whole brain, meaning all energy, the brain of all energy. We are directing the integration of all energy, the whole brain, to know that I am God and I am in control of creation. Then they took me to Core Belief 25 and asked us to please claim, when I am the I am safe. Now, what that refers to is God said, I am that I am. I have to define myself as God in order to be God. Okay? So, when I am the I am, when I am the God that I am safe and secure in this world, and I don't have to create a lot of hoops and diversions. I just create the safety and the security and the protection in this world. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. All righty then. Oh my goodness. We are going to go to the callers, and we are going to start with, where's my cursor? There it is. Dory in Washington. Hi, Annie. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Hi, babe.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi. I've been looking for a house, and I've been directing, you know, my energy to be open to all possibilities and not to fixate on one particular location too much. And
okay,
just to kind
Dory,
of, you know, in a
stop.
Flow.
Stop.
Yes.
Because my pendulum went to no as soon as you said you've been directing your energy. So that only means there's something falling back, falling out. There's one
okay.
thing falling out. This page here. Well, they're taking me to, I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but energy isn't the highest word. Power is the highest word. Which speaks directly to what they brought in just now. Are you the God of you that has the power to create this house? Or there's still a part of you that's waiting on the realtor, waiting on things to fall in, waiting on the housing situation. There's a part of you that is giving away your power of creation around this. So,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are waiting a little bit on the housing situation to change and
Okay.
I guess
well,
a little
Dory,
bit of,
you know, what if there was somebody who really, really, really had to sell, and they had to sell for less, and it was an awesome house, and if you couldn't magnetize it to you because you were waiting.
Okay.
That's what they mean by it's not up to you. Your job is to feel the home, feel the joy, feel the love, and the home finds you then. That doesn't mean you don't go out and look and check the listings and all that, but the home will find you. And what I'm hearing is if you get this in alignment, it'll be within a month.
I hope so.
Well,
a little bit on my time crunch now, yeah.
Well, we don't want to hope. We want to create. We want to know.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Is there something else?
No, I'll certainly listen back, and I'll work on that, and I'll on directing that. I was just kind of curious to us, you know, we looked at a bunch of different locations, and as soon as we decided, no, this isn't the location that we really, you know, thought it was about when we went there, it's like, yeah, it's okay. And then as soon as we would leave, all of a sudden a bunch of houses that were interesting would pop up on the market. And then when we find a location that we really liked, there's no houses that are on the market there. So it was kind of curious why places that we kind of put off of our list.
That tells you right there, you have some kind of belief that's feeding into, I can have what I don't want, but I can't have everything I want.
Mm.
So who told you that?
My mother.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. So you get your little girl on board and say, no, no, we're, that belief doesn't serve us anymore.
Okay.
We're going to know that we get everything we want. Everything. Because we're God and we're the creator of that. Can you?
Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, yeah. You can feel the difference, can't you?
Yeah, and I kind of always known that. It's like there's always been like a guilt. If you have too much, you know, you should feel guilty for having too much because somebody else has, you know, less than you. And it's kind of hard to. Yeah, I know I need to turn that around to appreciate what I have.
Oh, do you think? Yeah. That doesn't mean you're going to take anything away from somebody else. Somebody's going to get that house in the location that
right.
they want. So might as well
Very
be
true.
You.
And then, absolutely.
And then you get to share with the world in any way you can.
Great. Thank you so much, Dee. I appreciate
yep.
that.
You bet. You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good lesson for everybody. Hello, Miss Maria in San Francisco. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I couldn't hear anything. I just heard San Francisco. I'm like, what? What might be? I wanted to know an overlap of situations. So the aunt problem is not going away. And
which
I'm now
problem?
Feeling crawling
which,
in.
Which aunt problem? Be more
oh,
specific.
Sorry. I'm having aunts crawling in my bedroom for like 3 months on my bed, on me.
Okay, honey, get an exterminator.
I did call about that.
Yeah, did you have them come?
No, the rest of the family doesn't want to do that. So.
Oh, well, see, it's not about the ants. It's about the invasion of your family upon you, Maria. And this is a really old story. This is
right.
pretty much what everything we talk about comes back to. Is you allowing your family to invade your space,
mm-hmm.
which invades your creation.
Yes.
So the whole house doesn't have to be fumigated, but if it's your room, you have a right in that room to take care of you. But you see, you don't believe you do, so you give your power over to them, and then they usurp that power, and that's what they mean by it's all about choice. They're taking your choice away from you. That's not okay.
Right. I'm aware of that.
Okay. So that's what it represents.
Okay.
What it represents is you allowing your family's energy to invade your space.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yes, I'm more of that. Right.
All right. But, well, then you need to step up and say, look, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm having my room fumigated. The rest
well, they're in the walls.
What?
That's the thing. They're in the walls of the house. So they've expanded.
Well,
now they're
my dear, if you have your room fumigated, then they will go to their room. And maybe they'll wake up then.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah.
Can
but
I ask you about? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Ask me about what?
I was going to ask you about the move and the medical care for a therapist. Am I still looking in the right place, or should I be looking outside of that?
You're not looking within you, Maria. You have to get within you. Do you guys understand what I mean when I say you have to be in alignment? That means you have to be in harmony with what you want, which means there's no part of you that's fighting you in any way. So I want you to get yourself into harmony with helping yourself, with being the God of you, with creating for you what you want, for putting you first. That's what you have to get in harmony, Maria, and then everything else falls into place. And that goes for all of us, absolutely all of us. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Invoking the simple formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. They wanted me to balance that for everybody. Yep. That's your answer to pretty much every question you have, baby. Okay?
Okay.
Get
thank
that
you.
Room fumigated. Ooh, I know what it's like to have ants crawling all over you. Been there, done that. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. It's funny, I called because I wanted to ask first about the Supreme Court. So thank you so much for covering that at the top.
Hold on. You're bringing in something else now. What was your specific question about that?
What can we do? And you said to keep creating. And obviously we should donate to places we can donate to.
Look, guys, it's pretty clear. And like I said, I have been Republican, I've been Democrat, I've been independent. I vote for the highest choice. But it's very, very, very extremely clear that if you want to turn these things around, you cannot vote Republican. And I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash, but this is also coming from the channel.
Right.
I mean, you just can't. Otherwise, we're going to continue in the same way that we are until we wake up. President Trump single-handedly has brought this country into disarray more than any other person ever in this that's led this country. That's from the channel. I never brought it in till now, but telling me to bring it in now.
Oof.
So we got to wake up, guys. Who are you voting for? Or for God's sake, are you voting? If you're not voting, you got no right to complain about your lack of choice, which is taking your creation away from you. I loved Marion Williamson's tweet. It said something like, if the universe has a voice, today it's saying, women, now it's up to you, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I go back to, I think it was the Dalai Lama that said, the world will be saved by the Western woman. Well, which means the female energy of creation, the powerful female energy of creation. Okay? Did you have another question, darling?
Yeah.
What do I need to bring into alignment around work, around the new job, the restaurant?
Be more specific.
Because it's a new restaurant, there's a constantly transitioning. There's a lot of change and inconsistency in life.
Yeah, well, Iris, the first thing I heard was, you're done working at a restaurant.
My heart's not in it.
No. Okay, so where's your passion? Where's your passion? What do you want to do?
I want to work with groups and facilitate and teach and perform.
Okay, well, get on it.
I'm looking into how to make money doing that. I'm just starting to get some ideas and skills.
Well, Iris, you can't make money
until
you commit to doing something. And you can't make money if you're afraid you're not going to be able to. And you won't make money if you don't go into something loving with every core of you what you do. Do you understand? I love doing this work and being here with you and channeling the highest information. I love it so much that it really takes care of itself. I want to do the webinars. I want to, which, by the way, our big program that I'm doing with Jennifer is rolling out this week. It's rolling out this week, guys. So look for it. It's worth every single solitary cent, I promise you. There's nothing about creation that we did not go over in this program. Nothing. So you got to be in love and trust yourself, Iris. That's always been your biggest challenge, is you don't trust you. Trust your heart.
I love to come around that.
Yeah, come on. You know this. You've just got to take that naive leap now. But you're creating, attracting this what's the word? You use the word disarray in the restaurant, because that's kind of where you're at about working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's when we don't listen to our hearts, then our world starts showing up and you go, why is this happening? Because you didn't listen to yourself. So, if I want my world not to be so difficult, I have to know unequivocally that I am God and that I create my life easy. You have to know you're God, and you can unequivocally create what your heart desires. Okay?
I'm going to listen to that a couple times. There was a lot there. But yes.
Yep. Listen back. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. Miss Pat in Connecticut.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, babe.
Thank you. Boy, did I need to connect with you today with what's going on in the world. And thank you for your messages. This is kind of I'm going to be as quick as I can. Background of my life was surviving severe anxiety and depression. I went to a memorial yesterday of a woman, and I was just blown away by what she accomplished, the love in her heart, how she affected so many people, from elderly to young people, just devastated by her being gone, by adopting people in the neighborhood. And I just kept shaking my head at what did I miss? What did I not from her as a friendship? And is this because I'm been learned to be so defensive through my quote-unquote mental illness throughout my life? And the other part of it is she hired me to do a painting of her cats, and she died before she got it, and I just feel so guilty about that.
Okay,
as well.
Okay, all right. So, Pat, basically what you're saying is you're choosing to still be a victim even when it's somebody else's death.
Well, I'm looking at what are you choosing?
I'm hearing you go, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. I didn't finish her painting in time, so I feel guilty. I didn't accept her friendship in a way that I should have, so I'm feeling guilty. None of that, darling, none of that is a match to self-love.
Right. And I'm also saying you need to look at this, change. What are you about when you choose friendships and people? That's what I'm, looking at.
Well, okay. Why don't you just leave it at love?
Right.
Don't make it difficult. Her final gift to you was, Pat, I loved you anyway.
I know.
I loved you no matter what. I loved you.
And
that's,
I stopped it. And
that's
I
the
stopped
lesson,
it.
Pat, right there.
Yeah. I stopped at an art gallery to see if I could maybe do a fundraiser with this painting so we could then donate money to, abandoned cats. And on my way out was this person who had these, these plastic bracelets, and it said, hearts open no matter what. And he wrote a little thing about no matter what happens in your life, keep your heart open. I thought, wow, thank you for this gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was love. It just stunned me.
That's
but
right.
But honestly, Dee, I am not sure getting to a pure point, getting rid of bitterness. And I'm not sure about that in myself.
Well, then you won't.
Okay.
So that's your choice, Pat.
Oh, I absolutely wanted to.
That allows you to stay a victim. And you're calling because you don't want to define yourself as a victim anymore.
That's right. And
so your first choice in doing that is to go, I know and I'm clear that I am the God that keeps my heart open and looks and finds love everywhere in my life.
Okay. I have to ask you, Dee, when don't you allow time to look at the situation and assess with critique of yourself before you make a choice? I mean, that's what I'm in the middle of right now because it just happened.
Sure.
And I know,
yeah, but I don't stay there. And
no, I don't.
Yes, you are, Pat.
It only happened yesterday, Dee. I'm like.
I know, baby. Pat.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Let me talk
okay.
for a minute.
Okay.
In your own words at the beginning of the call, and please call back and listen to it so you can hear it objectively.
I will.
You are defining your life in the way you have defined it for years, which is through victimhood.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's not going to open up the love and the care and the joy that you want to create in your life, sweetheart. So,
yeah.
Sure, almost every day I go, all right, why am I this way? What's going on with this? And I do the work and I find out and I go, well, that's bullshit. That's not going to get me what I want.
Right.
So
yeah.
I have a choice. I have a choice to know that I'm healthy and that I create my own health. I have a choice to know that money keeps coming to me, opportunities keep coming to me. I have a choice to know that when I'm victorious, it's good for me and I like it. Those are all general beliefs that we all deal with and have to stay and maintain on top of ourselves to reprogram in our brain.
Right.
You're not alone in this. I'm just being kind of tough love with you so you don't go back and do it more. Okay?
Right. Exactly. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
You got this.
Thank you so much. Love
you
to you.
Bet. I love you,
God bless.
Too, baby Kate. All right, Miss Janet in California. Whoops. Now you're on.
Hello, my beautiful friend. How are you?
I
am loving my life right now. I am loving life. It's going
Woo-hoo!
Very, very well. Yes,
Yay.
It's like expanding, and there's things that are occurring that I don't even, I know, but I'm like happy. But I have this issue that I need your guidance.
Okay.
There's a work issue. There's a work issue that I have been dealing with for a very long time.
Okay, they don't like the word issue. Before we move on, we have to change the word issue. So
okay, so it's a process. There's a,
yes,
a work
that's the word.
Process.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And is there something that I need to get into alignment to see the solution?
I need a more specific question. Remember, guys, the more specific your question, the more specific the answer.
Is there something that I can do to affect the process of this this process at work that I can
what
make,
do you
help
want
make
to
it
do
successful?
With the process to make it successful? Okay, now we've got it. You see how you kind of were clear, but not really?
Yep, I don't want to go into it because it's very detailed and very...
You don't have to, but you did have to get clear that you wanted the process at work to be successful.
Correct.
Okay, there's two things to get into alignment. Sheets, book, give me a song, please. Any song?
Working on the railroad. Working on the railroad popped into my brain.
I've been working on the railroad all the long day. Yeah. Okay. Which represents struggle, doesn't it?
Correct.
Oh, it's been so hard. Okay. You are not going to create success in this process by looking at it as a struggle and hard work. And your little bird is agreeing.
Yes.
Okay. You see, it's
okay.
No struggle for your little birdie to sing its song, is it?
Not at all.
Okay. Can you look at this process at work as singing a song? Yes, you
I'm not
can.
Quite sure. Okay.
Oh, sure, you can. So why would you not choose to do that?
Okay.
That's the second thing you have to get into alignment. We're going to a core belief, this page here. I'm scared to death to be here, and here is successful. I'm scared to death to be successful. So if this process was easy, what do you get from it?
Relief, success, how awesome it would be to be successful and make it work.
And what's the fear of success? And I'm going right to your dad. What did you learn from your dad that you have to give up to be successful?
Oh, the struggle.
Yeah. Okay. So the little girl, Janet, learned that you have to struggle to be successful. Like working on the railroad. And if you give up that struggle, you can't be successful. So you're caught in the middle.
Correct.
You're in a catch 22.
Yeah, I believe
okay.
So. I will pay attention and listen again because
joy and love, joy and love, Janet, joy and love, joy and love, and ease, joy, love, and ease. That's what's
and ease. That yeah, yeah. I just
well,
want it easy.
Well, but your little
yep.
Janet is going. Yeah, but if it's easy, we don't get it.
Dumbass. No. Yeah,
so
I need this easy.
Lovingly
yes.
Talk to your little girl and ask her to trust you and tell her that you're going to hopefully that she will integrate with you and create this new freedom for both of you. Okay?
Okay. Thank
all
you,
right,
sweetie.
Baby.
Have a great one.
That's the intention. I have already directed my day. Have you guys? Uh-huh. Kirk. Hi, baby cakes. What's going on?
Hey. Two things. Just one quickly. It's been a busy week. We had three friends and family members pass away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I just want to make sure that I'm taking care of me in the process of taking care of others, or if there's any
yes, you
any
are.
Input.
The channel wants you to know you know way too much not to do that anymore. So, and you will know, you will energetically feel yourself hit a wall.
Okay. Got it.
You know, and when you feel that, you go, all right, stepping back, taking time for me, because if I go down, I can't support anybody else, can I?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Is there another question?
And,
there's nothing
yes.
else for that.
Right. There's this other project I've been working on. It's the one I shared with you when we were in California a couple years ago. And it's being seen in for backing for the feature. And just want to know if there's anything energetically we can do around that to support it.
Yes,
or...
Kirk, you've got to be willing to be big.
Okay.
And my pendulum is helicoptering. You have
gotcha.
Got to give yourself permission to play big. And I'm with you. I'm working on the same thing. So that means, obviously, it's for all of us. We are ready, willing, and able and choosing as the God we are to create ourselves in playing big in this world. And so it is. Yep.
So
nothing else.
Anything for the writer?
No, just the same thing.
If okay.
You are,
Roger
if
that.
If you are in a partnership, guys, and the partnership is working toward the same thing, the same end, then what has to be in alignment for one has to be in alignment for everybody in the project.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Thank you very much. I'll be. Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. All right. Thanks, baby. Good to hear from you. Lee, you're in Hawaii. Hi, baby.
Hi. Oh, wow.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, wahine. Okay. Where do we begin? Okay, I want to start with that word value, because I think that's important. And Gabrielle had given these beautiful
journals
ways to stay focused.
Oh,
and
yeah.
May I just say them, because they've been really helping me?
Sure.
Okay, so prioritize your passion. Make your heart first in line. Two, honor your value. Keep up revenue-relevant activities every day. Three, Accept powerful love feedback. Be strong enough to be open to the truth. 4, create with awareness. Be strategic and timely. 5, know your brand and deliver it consistently and with excellence. Make your essence clear. Like a lake, as long as the streams leading to or showing your brand are consistent, it will be clear. 6, nurture and grow your community with excellent content and consistent personalization. 7, stay focused, allow growth, be grounded. 8, stay in your knowing, know what you want, commit to self-love.
Boy, not did I raise a smart daughter or what?
Didn't you though?
Oh my gosh.
So this is really interesting because so much of what you had said today was talking about our future, and every choice we make now affects our future, whether we're alive in it or not.
Oh, absolutely. As we learned in Creation Station, the planet is relying on us to save it.
Okay. And when you had said about everybody's kind of constricted into this got to save myself mode, but we're not here to save ourselves.
Well, hold on. We are here to create ourselves. And
okay.
In creating ourselves in the highest way, we create the planet in the highest way. And in that way, we save it.
Okay. Got it.
So the highest word is create. Always.
Yes.
Right? And you're getting those from her journal. Is that where you got them, Lee?
I got it from that class that she did at the beginning of the year.
Ah, okay.
On Amplify, I think, or Amphi?
Amphi, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So the clarity.
Anybody that wants to check out Gabrielle's work, you just go to Eat, Pray, hashtag FML. And her journals, so many people at Creation Station got her journal, and they're just raving about the clarity that they're getting from the journal that, you know, you fill out and answer all the questions. So go ahead, Lee.
Okay, so is it something about value?
Value? I don't understand your question, honey.
Okay, so intention and time are our most valuable resources. So in the intention to
create... No, I disagree with that.
Okay.
Love is your highest, most important resource.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
If you hold the intention of being love all the time, then you take that into everything you create.
Beautiful. Thanks.
You understand? Hold on, there's something else coming in, Sheets. But give me a song, Lee, any song that pops in.
Hallelujah.
And joy. Yep. They just keep love and joy, love and joy. The more you live in love and joy, the more you magnetize to you everything your heart desires.
Yes, conscious creation. Beautiful.
Yep.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that in. All right, guys, I've got to call it at 50 now because I have a car waiting for me downstairs to zip me to the airport. So let's say it loud and proud. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.